Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show. It's 424, 87 degrees. So there's been a lot of talk on the federal takeover of the D.C. Metro Police Department here, and there's been a lot going on there. They're actually the Washington Free Beacon. Our ABC affiliates and mainstream news affiliates, including our ABC affiliates here, have been going with this department statistics that crime is down in D.C. and such, but they're not letting you know that there's an ongoing federal lawsuit in Washington, D.C., to where numerous police executives have come out and said that they've been forced to reclassify crime that do not show up in the stats. And I'm going to get to that in a second. And, Joe, I see you waiting for a while, and I knew I was going to talk about this during this segment, so I'm going to take you in a second, too. So one of the things is a tale of two chiefs, PAMs. Two chief PAMs. Federal takeover brings confusion over the command in D.C. Is it Pam Bondi or is it Chief Pamela Smith, the current uniform chief of police in Washington, D.C., who, before becoming chief of police, was also the head of DEI in the Washington Metro Police Department. She was also worked for the Washington, D.C. Parks Police for many years. So she was asked what the chain of command is. And anyone who's ever been in law enforcement, military service, any uniform service, knows darn well what the chain of command is. Anyone in any corporate entity should know what the chain of command is. Usually there's a flow chart that shows who reports to who and who's in charge of what and who's on the top of that and who's at the bottom of that. Well, she was asked that and did not have a clue what the chain of command was, to the point where the mayor had to literally push her out of the way and answer the question for her. And I have that sound clip here.
That's what the chain of command is now?
What does that mean?
Well, is it Pam Bondi speaking to the mayor, telling you, or how does this work?
So the executive order is clear. The president has requested MPD services, and our home rule charter outlines the process. The president designated Attorney General Bondi as his proxy to request services through me.
When she was asked what the chain of command is, she says, what is that? That was the chief of police for Washington, D.C. First, if you want to talk about an issue with Washington, D.C. and its policing, that would be the number one entity for me. And again, I'll play that beginning part for you again.
That's what the chain of command is now?
What does that mean?
Well, is it damn?
What does that mean? Are you aware what the chain of command is now? She says, what does that mean? What does that mean? Means you don't know what you're doing, to be honest. One of the good things that did come out of that, she did bring a directive. This chief that you just heard from before the mayor pushed out of the way to answer a simple question for her, was her department is now cooperating with ICE in the confines of the District of Columbia. So already seeing progressive moves and progress there in Washington, D.C. And again, local media, of course, to make this. They are terrified that this will be successful. Let me get to the phone now. We have Joe from Berwick on Washington, D.C. crime stats. Joe, you there? Okay. Going once. Joe, going twice. I guess Joe's not there. They're terrified this is going to be successful. They're terrified this is going to be a model to be used elsewhere. It was interesting because I was watching a little bit of Outnumbered on Fox today, and they had Marie Harf, who was a spokesperson for the State Department. She worked at the DOD for a little bit. She was trying to throw in there that the majority of cities across America with crime issues are Republican, are red cities. And Harris Faulkner called her out and says, well, I have a list of the top 10 highest rated crime cities here. And only 3 of the 10 were Republican-run cities. And then she tried saying, well, the states are run by Republicans. Well, first of all, that's not who deals with crime. The state does not deal with local crime. The state of Pennsylvania, the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, does not handle local crime in the city of Scranton. They assist. There are state police entities there. There are state entities there, just like there's ICE driving around in across Pennsylvania right now. But the city of Scranton is responsible for the policing in the city of Scranton. That's just the way it works. And thankfully, Paul Morrow, who was a retired inspector with the NYPD, was part of that and says, no, the state does not handle hiring, firing, or anything else when it comes to the local law enforcement in that area. So she got fact-checked in real time and looked like a fool because what she was saying was just patently false. And that's the go-to a lot of times. Well, the states are Republican states. And again, you know, does Pittsburgh or Philadelphia have really anything to do with the crime in Scranton or Wilkes-Barre? No, they don't. Or in your local township? No, it doesn't. So you have a lot of these media entities, ABC affiliates for the most part. We've heard it during some of our news breaks. Our local ABC affiliate has been saying, well, crime stats in Washington, D.C. show crime is drastically down since the height of the pandemic. Okay, first of all, you're starting. So crime is not absolutely horrible now. It's just really bad. And that's what we're celebrating. But what they fail to tell you is that there's a federal lawsuit in Washington, D.C., in the District of Columbia now, where multiple high-ranking officials in the police department have already documented internal emails, depositions, phone call transcripts from this suit corroborates the accusations raising questions over police department data that mainstream media outlets are consistently citing to contend that Trump's takeover is unnecessary. And I'll just read you a portion. This is from the 4th District Court in Washington, D.C. Testimony from Lieutenant Andrew Zabavinsky. He's saying that when he arrived at the 4th District, that the stated district was experiencing issues with thefts, which were driving up crime stats. Lieutenant Zabavinsky stated that Commander Randy Griffin tasked his management team with coming up with a solution to bring theft stats down in the district. Not bring crime down. Bring crime stats down in the district. After being given the task to come up with a solution to the theft problem, Lieutenant Zabavinsky recalled having a meeting with Captain Franklin Porter and two other officials on the midnight tour of duty. During the discussion, he brought up the idea that using a charge of TPROW to classify reports or consumer thefts instead of using the classification of shoplifting or theft. He acknowledged that this is done because TPWOR reports are not tracked in the DC crime report. So basically, they're reclassifying thefts and shoplifting to a crime classification, TPWOR, which are not tracked for crime stats. So they're not reducing crime. They're just not reporting it. They're declassifying it. And this is commonly done, where assault felonies are declassified to misdemeanor felonies, assaults, to where assaults are declassified to simple harassments or disorderly conduct. This is done constantly. And this is just a part of this entire lawsuit. And I have the whole thing in front of me. They have emails. Crime misclassification scheme laid out by the suit largely centers on the two offenses, assaults and thefts, things they're dealing with the most there. The suit provides examples of knife attacks, typically categorized as assault with a dangerous weapon. A felony offense in D.C. includes, in its violent crime stats, they were classified as simple assaults, a misdemeanor that D.C. does not include in those stats. So again, District of Columbia does not include simple assaults. So somebody walks up to you in D.C. as you're walking downtown with your family and punches you in the face. That's not classified as their crime stats. And again, they're taking knife attacks, assaults with knives, and reclassifying them as simple assaults, not felony assault with a weapon. Emails and depositions introduced in exhibits in the case also show that police leaders explicitly instructed their subordinates to classify certain theft cases as taking property without right. That's the TPWR, a lesser offense than shoplifting or theft that does not appear on their crime stats. So this is all for federal record. This is an ongoing federal court case where high-ranking officials in the D.C. Metro Police Department are charging their own department with manipulating the stats. And this is all court record, what I just read to you. But yet you have media entities across the nation saying, well, crime is down, without saying, but there are several lawsuits. Now, the one with the high-ranking official that was suspended for fudging stats, well, that's already out there. How come they couldn't do the same homework that the Washington Free Beacon does and I just brought to you here on a news station in Northeast Pennsylvania, saying that there is a major federal lawsuit going on from numerous high-ranking officials in D.C. saying that the department routinely manipulates its stats to downgrade them. But they don't say that little caveat. But now that it's out there, will they correct that? Oh, you might see it on page 38, right? Oh, probably. I'll just sit back and smile at the TV screen. It's 4:34 here at WILK. Time for the news with Paul Michaels.